for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here, this is Mrs. Waite. We're talking about the emerging church. And the emerging church, it's a subject that I think we should all be aware of. I'm reading from various things. This is Prophetic Observers. It says, one definition, this is from July 06, one definition of the emerging church is that it is the collective team term for the individuals who are emerging from this process of deconstruction and reconstruction of Christianity, or for those who have joined groups/churches being led by such individuals. Alternatively, the emerging church may be seen as both a reaction to and continuation of the Saddlebrook/Willow Creek movement, which achieved such great success in the 1990s using a seeker-friendly approach. The seeker-friendly approach practiced come-to-church evangelism, while the emerging church thesis is come-to-Jesus. In the emerging church, many followers consider themselves a missionary for Christ. Before presuming the emerging church is truly interested in getting individuals to come to Jesus, we must look deeper. Now, before we look deeper, I want to read you something from the Biblical, the Fundamentalist Digest by Dr. Don Jasmine. I'm sorry, I don't have a date here. Evidently, he doesn't have a date on the bottom of his paper, and I just copied this page. It's the Spiritual Alert. It says, is this man the next Billy Graham? I think he'll be interested in this. This is sort of the foundational man for this emergent church. In recent years, there has been much speculation by religious prognosticators as to who will be the nation's next Billy Graham. Numerous names have surfaced, such as Franklin Graham, T.J. Jakes, Craig Laurie, and Rick Warren. However, a relatively new figure is quickly gaining prominence among the professing evangelical world. His name is Rob, R.O.B. Bell, and he is relatively young, 35 years of age. Now, he's probably a little bit older now. Bell pastors the rapidly growing Mars Hill Bible Church in Granville, Michigan, a suburb of Grand Rapids. Each week, more than 11,000 attend his church. 50,000 more devotees frequently download his online sermons. His short, inspirational movies called Numa are a huge hit. He is also the author of the best biographical seller entitled Velvet Elvis, and he seems to be capturing the religious world by storm. Bell's church is located in a remodeled shopping mall. The congregation is dominated by 20-somethings. The group that is predominantly missing from most evangelical and fundamentalist churches, he recently conducted a tour of 25 major U.S. cities where he spoke to a sold-out and packed-out audience in bars, music clubs, and theaters at a price of $10 per head. Bell is planning to repeat tour very shortly of his initial itinerary. A Christianity Today editor called Bell a central figure for his generation and for the way the evangelicals will do church in the next 20 years. So it's very, it behooves you and me to know about this Mr. Bell and what he has done in this emergent church movement. The apostate liberal periodical Christian Century reported that some people predicted that Rob Bell will be the next Billy Graham. Since Bell is potentially considered as the next Billy Graham, Bible believer Baptist pastor should be alertly aware concerning his ministry, since Graham has undoubtedly done more spiritual damage to the essential fabric of biblical Christianity in the last half century than any other individual. Bell is already heavily impacting the new evangelical camp and will soon be affecting, influencing naive, undiscerning, professing believers in fundamentalist churches. The reason for this spiritual alert to biblical fundamentalists should thus be clearly obvious. Now we're going to learn about Rob Bell's theology. Rob Bell's doctrinal beliefs have been described as risky theology. From a conservative biblical viewpoint, they are risky indeed. Bell's theological emphasis is a pro-apostate social gospel-oriented one that translates into $1 million of church aid for AIDS, AIDS relief in Africa, and $45,000 from his recent roadshow, Profits for Promoting Safe Drinking Water to the Poor. According to Bell, Jesus was angry about poverty, institutional racism, and religious people who were indifferent to suffering. Bell alleges that Jesus was intensely angry at individuals, groups, whose major emphasis was whether you are inside or outside the kingdom. In practical terms, this translates into a supposedly dangerous box dichotomy of saved versus unsaved, converted versus unconverted, spiritual versus worldly, heavenly-oriented versus earthly-oriented status with regards to the conditions of Earth's residents. Now, before I read any more of Dr. Jasmine's report, it's small print, so I'm sort of stumbling about it. I'm sorry. If you want this program and the rest of the programs on the Emerging Church, please write me, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 0818, or call me at 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and ask for Mrs. Waite's radio programs on the Emerging Church. And be sure to say what you want it on, because our staff doesn't necessarily know what I'm saying. Continue. Bell errantly believes that the Bible's main message is one of helping the poor. Bell thinks that the major fault of evangelical churches today is that they think of people as being either inside or outside the box of Christianity. Instead of this so-called faulty view, Christians must view all people from a common socially view of human beings who need a helping, uplifting hand, rather than lost souls on their way to literal hell. Bell is so sensitively oriented to the world's culture that he avoids using the term evangelical to depict his theological beliefs. Bell dismisses adherence to creationism as a non-relative theme, with its idea that the world was created in 6 days. He also promotes women's liberation, with 5 of his 15 pastors being females. So from that I gather that he's not into the creation, 6 days creation. That's a throwback to the old times before we got enlightened on that. Okay, Rob Bell's practices. Now we're talking about the Emergent Church. This is really the founder of it. In his practices, Bell promotes casual Christianity, where professing believers conform in the world's culture rather than confront it. His congregations, both in his church and his tours, are primarily composed of casually dressed crowds who kick off their sandals and sit cross-legged during the presentations. His presentations are regularly delivered in an informal work shirt style. His soft teaching format is called talk or talks rather than a lecture or sermon. A non-preachy approach dominates his public appearances. His guest appearances are properly termed a show or shows by the religious / secular media. He strongly promotes an informal ecumenicalism, since his road shows feature an array of both Protestant and Roman Catholics. Rock music forms the basic underpinning of his nonconformist worship service, with a rock-style hymn dominating the scene both before and after his simple, no-frills service. That's very interesting. I'm trying to look here. I don't want to take too much time looking, but there's pictures of a couple people in David Cloud's paper, and I wondered if one of them was Bell. No, I don't see his picture. Other men, of course, have come along and followed in his train and promote this. Now, where did I leave off? Oh, here it is. Some observations. This is Dr. Jasmine's observations. One, Rob Bell symbolizes one of the dangerous upcoming religious personalities in America today. His erroneous precepts and practices are not surprising considering his background. Bell is a former punk rocker who refuses to designate his former disoriented lifestyle. He has also graduated Wheaton College and Fuller Theological Seminary, a historical backdrop that may explain some of his aberrant beliefs. Two, Bell precepts and practices do not coincide or square with the Great Commission mandate, being foreign to its real meaning. Bell's critics rightly accuse him of relativizing Scripture to promote societal trends above scriptural truth. Three, Bell's major thrust concentrates upon earthly happiness rather than heavenly holiness. He maximizes the temporal and minimizes the eternal. He de-emphasizes the external varieties of heaven and hell and deliberates instead of existential vanities of hedonism and humanitarianism. Four, Rob Bell's religious precepts border on theological heresy. His practices are pro-ecumenical and pro-existential and should be rejected in totality by discerning Bible Christians. 2 Timothy 4:10. His supposed conservative evangelical credentials are highly questionable. He is a major upcoming religious figure that historic fundamentalists should discernibly view with a skeptic eye. And because this article is quite old, I believe Rob Bell has arisen. Now, I guess this is a picture of him here. He's got glasses and sort of curly hair, and his fingers are out as he's preaching, but it's not a very good picture, so I can't describe it to you real well. Dear Lord, I pray about the Christians who are listening to me, those that are caught up in the emergent church. Dear Lord, I pray that they will somehow discern that this is wrong and that they will come back to the biblical New Testament type churches. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I would like to encourage you to listen to the Bible for Today Baptist Church on your internet. It's www.bibleforttoday.org. That's www.bibleforttoday.org. And you click on to our website, and there you can find on the yellow box, if you click to the yellow box, you will see all of our services for the week that we're just in. And that will be the church services that we have here in our fellowship hall, our fellowship room at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. So I'm from Ohio, and somehow that flipped into there, and I haven't been living in Ohio for most of my married life, which is 60 years. And so then you can see our Bible discussions, our Thursday night ones and our Sunday afternoon ones. You can hear the theology classes taught by Dan Waite, the pastor. D.A. Waite is my husband, and he has the church things, except when he's gone, then Pastor Dan preaches. And Pastor Dan has started a new one called Biblical Tutorial, and he's in Hebrews, and it is a very dear a class on the book of Hebrews. The theology class is very interesting, too. This is about their third year. I've sort of forgotten. And I know it's into the second, going to the third, something like that. So we would like to invite you at www.bibleforttoday.org and be a part of our ministry through the Internet. If you do not have a church, and we don't say that you shouldn't go to church, but if you cannot find a church, then listen to us at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on www.bibleforttoday.org. We'd love to have you be part of our church service. And if you don't know Christ as Savior, why not?
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?